Hello, this is Aaron from Family First.
Hi, Aaron. Christy Neary, long-term care supervisor, Lackawanna County.
Yes.
I'm calling with my caseworker, Mrs. Scotian, on the line about Mary Durr. So she informed me what's been going on with this case, and I reviewed it myself. I've reviewed Mary's entire record, and Mary has reported in the past assets that must be verified for this application. So there was an account. There's two accounts right now, one of which she provided some of the proof. She just told me when I spoke to her on the phone that she asked Truist to send the rest. We have yet to receive it. So we're still missing bank statements from the account that she is acknowledging. The second account originally was with National Pen.
What is the account you're talking about that you have some? What is it ending?
Let me pull that up. That would be 1622.
Okay. So that's the first I'm hearing that is more stuff. Okay.
Yeah, so we still need March and September 2022, 2021, December 2023, and January through December of 2025.
All right.
For that account. The other account, again, it's in her record. It was originally with National Pen. It then transferred to BB&T.
And then
it did exist. And that is why we're requesting the documentation.
And I sent an email with the supervisor from Truist in it. This is the second two-hour phone call I had with Truist on the phone. They don't see it at all in their past or current records. In the email I sent, Ms. Christine, it has...
I don't see an email that has anybody from Truist. So if you have proof from Truist, and I can see that,
Truist will not
then we will accept that. But I don't see that.
Truist does not provide... They said they cannot draft a statement for an account that doesn't exist for them. So this is the second conversation we've had with Truist. And in the email I sent yesterday, I have a Truist supervisor that I was on the phone. They said they cannot draft something of an account that doesn't exist with them. I get all the national stuff and everything unless you can provide that statement, because they said they can't do it because it does not exist for them. This is the second conversation I've had with Truist.
If that's what you're telling us, we will send a request to them because we have.
Yes.
We're not going to send them a copy of the bank statement. But I have two bank statements, one when that account number was with National Pen, and then when it went to BB&T, which is now Truist. Yeah. So again, right. If quality control pulls our record, we will be cited if we did not obtain verification of that account because it did exist.
But neither one of those banks exist anymore.
I'm sorry, what?
Neither one of those banks exists anymore when the merger with Truist. So when Truist pulled their records, they do not see that at all. And is it only Mary on there, or is there somebody else? Truist we had three supervisors go through this. This was last week and yesterday. They have no record of it whatsoever. It was a 90-minute conversation to the point where the Truist supervisor actually called Ms. Christine, you, both try to get on a three-way because they said, well, I can explain.
This account does have POA Brian Durr. Mary is the owner, and then it says POA Brian Durr, D.
You talking about the ex-husband? Is that who Brian is?
I don't know. I have no idea who Brian is. Do we have a divorce decree, Christine?
No.
If she's divorced? Yeah, we really should have a divorce decree if she was married, held joint accounts.
I think he passed away.
Okay. Yeah, so there is an account. Again, we will send a request for documentation. If you're telling us you can't get it.
They won't write. Yeah,
but we do need statements from the other account that she is acknowledging. And, when there's other vehicles listed in the case record, we do require documentation of those. Yes, one vehicle is exempt. But, again, we have had quality control pull our records, and because we didn't obtain verification of previously reported assets, we were cited. So my caseworker is correct in requesting documentation of that. If you don't provide it, we will count both vehicles as if she owns them.
She hasn't had that 2010 for folks. In 2018, it was a trade in for the 2018. There's no trade in paperwork.
Well,
I mean, literally,
we would need
8 years ago.
Yeah, we would need proof of that. Maybe she could go to the dealership where she bought it, and they would have that proof.
She's applying for home care. It's a reason that she can't get around. She needs home community-based services because she can't do this stuff on her own. She's subjugated, like, that's ridiculous. It's a reason that she's applying for these services. Like, if she could do all this on her own, she wouldn't need us. And she wouldn't need
okay. Well, as I explained, sir, our job here is to verify information. Our office has been cited for not obtaining documentation of assets known to the record. That is why we are asking for it. There are assets that were previously reported because she has been open in other programs. She provided us this documentation. Now we need to verify that she no longer has them.
How long ago was that? How long ago was these quote-unquote things?
It doesn't matter how long ago it was, but
it's,
again, we have been cited for that information because it was owned prior to the look-back. So we are going to ask for it and try to obtain it.
But when was this, whatever you're talking about that was on there, when was it, how long ago?
It was just before the look back. So, yes, it does matter. So I'm just touching base with you to let you know where we're at. We still need bank statements. We will send a request to BB&T for that second account because we have documentation in the record that it does exist, did exist. And then if we don't obtain, if you want to provide a statement about the vehicle, we could take a look at it. Otherwise, we're going to count it as a second vehicle.
I've already provided the registration for the 2018 because that's the only one she has.
I know, I see that. But if we don't get anything for the previously owned car or statement from the dealer that it was traded in, we'll just count the fair market value of it.
Okay. Anything
okay.
else?
Thank you. I believe that's it, right, Christine?
Yep.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.